We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Our guest today, Shelley Schottler, Community Services Program Director at Pawnee Mental Health Services. She's filling in for Robin Cole, who will be, I'm sure, back next month. And we'll have lots to talk about in February. We'll get to that here in a moment. Something big coming up in February for Pawnee. But we're continuing to talk here about the COVID counseling program or resources that are available here during the pandemic. And you know, it's tough for people to get connected, and so we thought we might spend a little time talking about that, how to connect with somebody if you need services from Pawnee.
Yeah, so there are a couple ways that a person could connect to the COVID Counseling Program, or CCP, if that's too much to remember. One way would be at our website, which is covidcounselingprogram@pawnee.org, and they could just submit a message via that website and someone will get back to you. Another way would be to dial our office at Hayes Drive, and that number is 785-587-4361 and ask to speak with Taylor Luck or extension 401. And Taylor will take a little bit of basic information, but then she will work on getting you connected to one of our COVID crisis COVID case managers.
All right. And there's always, you know, some sort of a stigma. I feel like people don't want to ask for help. And so it may take a family member to push them or something. What do you recommend here if somebody's got a crisis and they need to get a hold of someone?
So I think if it's for COVID, I think a family member could reach out to us and gather a little bit more information to be able to provide to that individual. One thing we would focus and talk about is no one is exempt from COVID and how that has affected our lives. This is something that everyone is dealing with, and it's okay if you need just a little bit of help because you've gone through all your resources. Just if it's not related to COVID and it's related to mental health, I would say reach out to us as well. We've got our CSU here in Manhattan on Hayes Drive that we can provide crisis counseling services for. And this would be for anyone that's, you know, just having a hard time dealing with their mental health symptoms. And we know that as many as 1 in 4 people can be affected by mental health. So that's not uncommon. And sometimes our bodies just, you know, need a little extra help to get through those difficult times. And that would be our physical and mental health, which all impact each other. So if someone needs a little help, their loved one can reach out, get some information. Maybe we can give some suggestions on how to speak to the person, and then we can go from there to help.
All right. And as far as home visits right now, is that being provided to anyone in the community from a case manager?
Yeah. So our adult rehabilitation services program and our youth rehabilitation services program, which are what I'm a part of, have case managers and client support providers, parent support providers. And they have continued to go out into the community when it's safe and if our consumers feel like they want to see that person, we'll go provide those services at home, in the school, wherever that person may need the assistance. Just keeping everyone safe and doing our social distancing and wearing our masks, we've been able to continue that service and help those individuals we work with.
That's good. That's good to have that continuing on here. And obviously, yeah, pandemic's played a big toll on that. As far as schools are concerned, I know schools looked a little different this year for a lot of folks, but you know, there's still counseling that needs to happen with our school children.
Yeah, and we have a wonderful partnership with some of our local school districts, the Manhattan Ogden USD 383. We have a great partnership with Wamego School District. We have a great partnership where we're providing therapy and case management services in the schools. And so the kids, you know, virtual learning is tough on not only the teachers and the parents, but the kids as well. It's new. And so we're there to assist with maybe some of the anxiety and stress that comes from that, or maybe a little bit of depression because we haven't been able to see our friends or our teachers as much as normal. So we have been in the schools and in the homes helping our consumers with the difficulties of that as well.
Yeah, we're speaking with Shelley Schottler, Community Services Program Director here at Pawnee Mental Health Services. I believe we're getting a listener call, so someone with a question or a comment here. So,
okay.
Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I have a question for Shelley. Actually, I have two questions. One is, I heard that there's this teen program going on through the community services program that's open to both clients and the general public. I'm interested in hearing more about that. And then the other thing I'm interested in hearing about is apparently there's an upcoming Pancakes for Pawnee event.
I have information on both of those. I would love to provide. Our teen night, our teen center night is very new. We had our first one in January. That is happening right now, one night a month, and we're hoping to expand that. But that would be for anyone 13 and higher. And we are just providing a safe place for them to gather and do activities. Our case managers and client support staff that work with our youth program are monitoring that and supervising that. There are going to be games or movie nights, pizza, things like that. There is a small fee for it. It's $2, which isn't too bad for a night of fun for your teenager in a place that you know they're going to be safe and they're going to be monitored. So if you want access to that or you think that's something your teen would love to do, you can call our Hayes Drive office. And that number again is 785-587-4361. So it's open to anyone, regardless of being a consumer of Pawnee or not. They just need to be a teenager.
All right, very good. And she kind of stole our thunder. We were going to get into the next event here, Pancakes for Pawnee. We'll go ahead and talk about that, though, now.
Yeah, we're super excited about that. This will be our third Pancakes for Pawnee, and it's been a wonderful event for families, which is always a great thing for a family to sit down and have a meal together. It's coming up on February 16th from 4:30 to 7. We had to adjust it just a little bit this year due to COVID. So instead of doing sit-down services, we're going to offer drive-through pickup and delivery. And we are doing that again with Early Edition Restaurant. We'll be working out of their West Side location at Candlewood Shopping Center. Once again, that'll be February 16th from 4:30 to 7. Tickets are $8 a person. And if anyone would like to order tickets, they can go purchase them at pawnee.org, or they can call 785-564-1059. I love this event just because it's a night that you don't have to cook when you come home. So you order pancakes, you get a great meal, some pancakes and sausage, take it home, sit down, have a great dinner with your family, which is always a good bonding and memory moment. And while you're creating those great memories, you're helping a good cause at the same time.
Yeah, this is, I agree. It's one of my favorite events. I look forward to it. I've been to the last two. And this is going to be happening at the, again, the only the east side one, or I guess the west side one, excuse me, Candlewood Shopping Center location on February 16th.
Yeah, that west side Candlewood Shopping Center for Early Edition Restaurant. And we thank them for helping us with this every year. It's just wonderful that we get to do it for a third year in a row. We're very excited about that.
They have plate-sized pancakes. That's the one thing I always look forward
to.
And you got some, you know, great sponsors helping with that too: BHS Construction, Schilling Construction, UMB Bank, and of course Early Edition doing that. Do you need volunteers still for that event?
Well, I'll tell you what, they could probably give a call to Deanna or Di to see what might be needed for that, and maybe if they call that same number, 785-564-1059, and they could ask if volunteers are still needed.
I have to look back on my story. I don't know, but it raises a lot of money, I know, for Pawnee Mental Health, and it's a big boost. It's a great fundraiser, and is it the biggest fundraiser of the year? I can't remember.
I I think it depends on kind of the year, but it's one of our bigger fundraisers. So, and in addition to raising funds, it also raises awareness for mental health and just staying healthy, doing whatever you can to keep the positive vibes and your mental health positive and your physical health positive, just your overall integrated health.
Yeah. Mark your calendars, February 16th. I believe that's Fat Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
It is,
so,
yeah.
Good way to remember it. 2 days after Valentine's Day, go have some pancakes and support a good cause. Well, Shelley, thank you so much, and we appreciate you joining us on In Focus, and thanks to our caller there as well.
Right. Thanks for having me, Brandon.